Yes, ICGC. I was in my room, you know, I was actually just smoking, looking through music videos on YouTube. And then the sermon popped up out of nowhere, Stepping Out From Your Prison. And the title caught my attention because my life at that point was like I was in prison. Nothing was working out for me. And so I decided to listen to him. And he talked about Peter in the Bible when he was imprisoned. God didn't just go and pluck him out of the prison. God sent an angel to tell Peter to get up, to put on his clothes, to put on his sandals, and to walk out of the prison. The only thing God did was to open the doors of the prison. But Peter had to take a step and walk out of that prison. And so immediately I understood that the place I found myself, you know, this misery I found myself in, if anything was going to change, I had to consciously take efforts to step out of the situation I found myself in, you know. But I didn't just quit smoking then, but the seed was sown. And so I kept listening to him, and then later to Dr. Miles Moreau of Blessed Memory as well. And so my mind was being transformed. My mind was being renewed. A couple of months down the line, a tragic incident happened that really just turned everything around. And so there was this guy I followed on social media. He had it all, you know, traveling in private jets, driving the flashiest cars. And I thought he had the best life. I wanted to be like him, you know. But one day I go on social media and then I find out that this guy jumped from the 10th floor of his penthouse in Miami and he killed himself, you know. So that was where the verse hit me. For what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and he has lose his soul? This guy that I thought had it all just killed himself like that in an instant. And so I immediately I realized that you can't keep on going this way, because this is the same path you're towing, and you don't have happiness, you don't have any satisfaction, you don't have any fulfillment. And so if you keep going down like this, you probably end up like that as well, you know. So that was the point of my surrender. I gave my life to Christ and everything turned around.
Did you have to seek professional help in making the transition out of your old daily habits to where you are now?
I didn't. Everything I did, God inspired. But looking back, I realized that every single thing I did is exactly what the professionals prescribe. And so immediately after I gave my life to Christ, I was inspired to go on a fast. I was inspired to put in good habits. So I started reading more. I started walking. I started exercising. I started replacing all my bad habits with good ones. And I found out that this is exactly the same things professionals would prescribe to you, to replace bad habits with good ones. So I didn't seek professional help. God, in his own wisdom, you know, guided me throughout, even the change of environment. So I had to step out of the environment I was working in, the entertainment industry. I had to leave that job behind. It was a big sacrifice I had to make, you know, with this job providing me with my accommodation, salary and everything. But I had to leave it behind. My friends, some of my very good friends that I had, you know, a tight bond with, I had to walk away from them, you know, and sort of put boundaries in place. So I did these things, and then, yeah, by God's grace, I was able to overcome all the vices I had.